I'm so happy we're reading through the book of Job. It's one of my favorite books in the Old Testament. One reason is that it gives us an image of what God is, of who God is. And in this passage this morning, Job is overwhelmed at this complete otherness of God, how great he is. Right, he commands the sun and it rises not. He seals up the stars. He stretches out the heavens. And from that understanding, Job then can say, should he come near me? I see him not. Should he pass by? I'm not aware of him. Who can say to him, what are you doing? It's beautiful to think about and to pray about how great God is, how other he is. But at the same time, I love this because it shows how radical the incarnation is, how radical the Eucharist is, that he has drawn near to us. Who can say to him, what are you doing? We can. We can say that to him because he's come to us in human flesh, because he comes to us in the Eucharist. We can say, Jesus, what are you doing? You dwell in my heart, and I want to come to understand what you are doing in me and in my life. And so I think it's great to keep both. God is great, and we can't fathom his designs. Yet in his love, he has drawn near to us. And that love is made so visible in the Eucharist, which we come to receive today.